try Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Tuesday was National Night Out, and first responders were out in neighborhoods educating residents on crime. First responders visited nearly 30 Montgomery County communities. The first National Night Out was 35 years ago. Members of the NAACP held vigils across the state last night to bring attention to voter suppression. They say they're concerned with voter ID laws, voter purges, and gerrymandering. Not only are they calling on Congress, but also leaders in Alabama to push for change. And changes are coming to Exit 38 in Tuskegee. Mayor Tony Haygood says a new development will include restaurants and a gas station. City leaders are also in negotiations for a hotel and Greyhound bus station at the site. The first business should be open by the end of September. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Marguerite, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
The men of Landmark Church invite you to the Gridiron Kickoff, a night of fun football and encouragement, August 8th, featuring former Alabama player and Mississippi State coach Sylvester Croom, along with former Auburn head coach Tommy Tuberville. Coach Croom played for Paul Bear Bryant, and in 74 was senior captain. Coach Tuberville guided the Tigers to an SEC championship and the Western Division title in 2004. Dinner will be at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. Reserve your seat. Visit landmarkchurch.net. That's landmarkchurch.net. The Gridiron Kickoff with Sylvester Croom and Tommy Tuberville, August 8th.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology, and ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Right now, I just need you to get real loose. Get comfortable. Grab your loved ones, or grab your love partner. And if you're by yourself, no worries. Just follow after me.
Yeah.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie.
Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him.
Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now.
All right, guys, welcome in. It's 5 minutes after 11 o'clock. Put your hips in it, Dave.
Well, hey.
I haven't heard this song as much. Has it run its course?
I don't know.
Old Town Road kind of ran its course.
Wrong.
I knew that was going
to... Not as long as the squad will be here at 11 o'clock at, on Friday.
2039, we'll still be listening to Old Town Road. All right, guys. Let's do this. We got a ton of news to get to. We have a fantastic program going on today, and we've covered a lot of good stuff. We've got your phone calls at 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here with you from 9 to noon. And look, man, you're welcome to join the program. We've been taking more calls lately.
Yeah.
I went through a period of time where I'd leave people on hold so long they'd hang up, and then they quit calling. But I've gotten over that.
I think the callers have kind of gotten our
drift.
Admonishment.
Yeah,
and figured it out for the most part.
60 seconds, get to the point, right?
I mean, we're still going to jawn on you.
For example, Rick.
I just want to add something to the point about there may be a conspiracy between the two shooters.
Yeah.
And that is, who would have thunk that the FBI would go after our president and try to frame him?
Okay, look. You just nailed it, Rick. In a world where the FBI is trying to rig presidential elections and remove duly elected presidents, am I supposed to believe it's a far-fetched that they would go convince some 19-year-old whack job to shoot up a festival?
But Baron, but Baron, but Baron, are we assuming this is the first time this has happened?
Oh, no, it's
the other thing I just... The other thing I wanted to add is that I normally call my representative offices, such as the senators and Martha Roby. I called Doug Jones's office this morning and made the comment that I would be very resistive to somebody trying to take my guns, and the first thing they asked me is, what's your address?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, they probably asked that. Call back,
make sure you live in the district.
Call back with another comment. And see if they ask you that as well. I'm dead serious, because my first thought is what Barron said. They want to make sure that you're a constituent, number one. And number two, a lot of those offices have like a policy that if somebody calls in or if somebody contacts them, they get a return letter.
Yeah.
That's an old Lyndon Johnson trick.
Well, that's the first time anybody's ever asked me that. Plus, when I call in, it's going to be with a 334 area code.
Well, I mean,
there's probably four representatives or five representatives that touch 334 area code. Look, Rick,
we're talking about Doug, so I mean, I know.
Y'all have a good day.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
I know what he means, but I'm not buying that any special kind of crazy this week.
Rick, let me tell you this: stop calling Doug Jones. Guy's a loser. Doug Jones is not going to be the United States Senator next January. It's coming up January, yeah, because Kay Ivey moved the election up and cost us a Republican senator. But next January, no. Plenty of people running for Senate. Some Republicans going to be occupying that office. Doug Jones not going to be around for the God Emperor's second term. Ricardo.
Sounds like he's a one-trick pony.
Who, Doug?
Yeah.
At least he
shout
won
out
it.
To that comb over he's got on his hair, man. It looks like Charlie Brown look, man.
I just want to be appointed senator for like a month.
Let me ask you a question, and tell me if you can chastise me later after I get finished. I was watching Laura Ingraham last night, and I got into the conspiracy how Lyndon Baines Johnson was not JFK's first choice for VP, and how he was fighting toe-to-toe with JFK on a lot of things, especially when it came to civil rights. And they had this black minister.
Wait, where did you say you saw this?
This was on Laura Ingraham.
Okay.
And Laura had last night, the guy who was he's been to the White House 10 times with Mr. Trump. He's the leader, a correlation of black ministers for the United States, some big organization. He's got a book coming out. And he was talking about how civil rights actually hurt the black community. He said that Lyndon Baines Johnson, and he has proof in his book, and it'll be in there, and did the research and documentation, that they sent out 100,000 federal social workers to the black community and found the black women that were pregnant and put them on welfare and government subsidies so they could bow down and be controlled by the government. But the catch was that the man in the house could not live in the same residence. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I've heard of something like that. I've never really checked into it.
Should be hard to prove 100,000 people, federal employees, going out there and handing things. It almost sounds like Acorn.
Yeah.
Remember that group?
Yeah, I remember Acorn, yeah. Sure.
They were trying to sign people up for houses that had no income and fake and lie about income, so they thought, getting a house was a right in this country?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's a good call. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah.
A little far afield from what we're talking about, but I'll allow it.
Yeah, somehow I think that
Judge Coleman will allow it.
That might have come up in the four-volume Robert Caro thing on Lyndon Johnson, but,
You know, whatever. Gold hits record highs. If you've got any gold laying around, now would be an excellent time to go digging through.
Every time you say that, I'm like, I guess there are people that have, there's not a single piece of jewelry that I don't have on right now that I own.
Yeah, yeah.
I have it all on. I have my watch and I have my wedding ring on.
Yeah. Well, but some people do. You'll inherit some pieces and you think, well, that's not something I would ever wear. What do? Just leave it?
It didn't quite trickle down to me.
Well, you know what I mean, but I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about wealthy people.
You're talking about people with money.
Yeah, I'm talking about people from...
that have just gold laying around, and then they could go get more money for it.
That's right.
Sounds pretty nice.
Gold hit record highs in a number of currencies this week. Trade war worries, geopolitical uncertainty, expectations of a slowing economy, all drove the investors to seek the safe haven of the soft yellow metal. Let's see here. There's some topping $1,500 in gold futures.
Dang.
$1,500 in gold futures. That's stout. I mean, all across, euros, pound, everything. Everything's up on. They think the trade war tension's a big driver in the rally.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not isolated, man. It's up 17% since last December. 17% since last December. I'm telling you, man. It's a good time to get a. I think stocks are a little overbought. Are they still down today?
I don't know.
Flip over to CNBC. Are they still down? They were like 25.6 or something earlier. Yeah, 25.6. They're down about 1.5%. Boy, those are some good mortgage rates. Look at that 15-year fixed estimate. Whew. But I mean, look, I don't think gold's had its run. I'm not telling you how to invest your money, but I don't think gold's had its run. Not with the number of uncertainties that are out there and wars that may. Is that a dude dressed up like a woman, or is that an ugly woman? That's a dead serious question. That looks like a dude dressed up like a woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
On CNBC.
I don't know.
I bet she talks like this. 13 after. Who's this?
Leon. Hey, Barry. How you doing?
Hey, Leon. How are you?
How you doing? I just wanted to follow up that call that guy just called and said the civil rights movement hurt.
We just kind of glossed over that part because I wanted to get to the LBJ part. But, wrong.
As far as the government bringing drugs and whatnot into the black community, that's a little bit of a truth to that.
There's 100% truth to that. What are you talking about, a little bit of a truth? There's 100% truth to that.
Yeah, but I couldn't prove it all. But I know it. I know they had, the FBI did have something to do with it. But as far as the civil rights movement, that was brought about to teach people to get to educate themselves and be able to vote and be able to have a great job and be able to live like human beings. So I don't know how that hurt the black community. I think you got it a little confused now.
Well, I think the argument
they didn't take advantage of it.
Well, let me articulate his argument better. Mm-hmm. I think if you looked at, I'll give you an example. I was at a family reunion recently.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather's yearbook was out. I think it was from like 1933 or something, 35. High school yearbook. Right. And in his high school class, now this is an area of the country where there are very, very few black students, very, very few black families anywhere. In his yearbook, in the science club in 19, let's call it 35, I don't know, somewhere around there, there was a young black woman sitting in there, probably one of the few black children, period, in the high school. Now, it wasn't a segregated high school. It was suburban Indianapolis. There weren't a lot of people there. There weren't a lot of black folks there. And if you look at sort of the statistics, 30s, 40s, 50s, outside of the South, but nationwide, the black community, a lot of individual black families are making great strides entering the middle class. The out-of-wedlock birth rates were very, very low. And there was a lot of acceptance of what was going on. Fast forward past the good intentions of white liberals to free Southern blacks in particular from the, for lack of a better metaphor, the chains of separate but equal.
Mm-hmm.
You ended up with a situation where black communities have largely been devastated, not just in the South, but around the country. And a lot of people draw the conclusion that it's the good intentions of the civil rights movement that destroyed the black communities.
No, it's not. It's the black community.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just articulating his point.
It's the black community themselves. Some people just that, even back in the civil rights movement, it was some people that you just had to carry. But when it got to the point in the black community, it was too many to carry. So a lot of stuff fell through the crack. That's why you have a lot of kids in home without fathers and stuff like that.
Let me ask you this question. But, you know more about it than I do. And I wasn't arguing for the validity of that point.
Right.
I was just articulating his point. But let me ask you a question. If you took away all welfare benefits overnight,
mm-hmm.
and you took away all Social Security disability benefits overnight for people who genuinely don't need it. I mean, obviously, if you have someone who's paralyzed or whatever, you know, obviously disabled, take it. But just you know, someone who's got a sore shoulder or whatever and drawn a disability check, or children who, you know, are a little disruptive in class, drawn a disability check. If you took away all that benefit, all the housing, all the everything, do you believe black folks are capable of saying, you know what, I'm not going to let my kids starve to death. I need to figure out a way to get a job and feed my kids.
Yeah, I would say 90% of them, maybe 95% of them.
Right, and that's his point: is the welfare benefits, the supplemental income, the SNAP benefits, the food stamp benefits, the for lack of a better term, all the things that you get when you're not out working are destroying the black community.
Right,
and it's
yeah, but see, this is my thing. We understand that in the black community, there's a lot of people in the black community that are doing positive things. The only thing that I have a problem with is, like, people say, well, why the black people don't like President Trump? Okay, everybody knows the country is doing well, but the black people don't like him because, first of all, they don't trust what he say. But that's besides the point. We ain't worried about the president. We worried about right here in Montgomery. People like to say that black people is not conservative. I think black people are very conservative, and they always been able to stand on their own. I have never been around people that didn't work. I have seven brothers. I watch them, and I'm the baby. I watch them go to work every day, take care of their families. And when people say that's the first argument they want to make is the negative ones, like, why you don't vote Republican? Because you're afraid to trust them, because you always got somebody that come in there with that hate stuff and say, where they don't want to work, they just want to have babies and all that stuff. That's a small percentage.
Yeah.
Black folks just want to live and be able to take care of their families.
Well, I'll say this. I agree with you, and I've made this point on the radio for years. And there are some neighborhoods in this community in Montgomery that are completely destroyed by a very small minority of people who want to cause problems.
Exactly, and most, you understand that.
And most of the people in those communities that have been completely destroyed by the very few that want to cause trouble, most of those people want the same thing all of us want. They want their kids to be safe, they want their kids to be fed, they want their kids to be clothed, they want their kids to get an education and have a better life than they have.
And what we need to focus on is, and there's still some good people in some of those neighborhoods, Barry, but they don't have enough to get out. Whether it might not be enough education, enough money, making enough money, but they get up and go to work every day in spite of their situation.
Right.
And they don't want them fools running around shooting guns and slinging drugs all over the street. They don't want that. But it's just so much they could do. But people like to think that all neighborhoods are like that, and it's not like that.
Right.
It's not like that. I live right here in Pecan Grove. We had problem with people just buying off guns, but since the city did that satellite thing, it kind of quieted down some. And that's a good community. There's nice homes there. Most of the homes are well kept. You got a few people that's not doing it, but that's everywhere. So everybody, everybody can't make a zillion dollars and move to Pike Road. Not throwing no salt to Barry. I know you live in Pike Road.
He does make zillions of dollars.
But I do make zillions of dollars.
Zillions.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I'm just hey, this has been a great call. Don't be a stranger. Call back. This is a great conversation.
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. It's 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. If I wasn't 4 minutes late for a break, I'd let him keep going. That was a good call. Hey, man, if you could turn back time, right? Go back to a time when communities weren't destroyed. Megan Shue, that's the woman's name. I'm going to look her up, see if that's really a dude. Meg Han Shue. We'll be back. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. I'm friends, Riley Manning. Riley Manning Painting, 799-1284. 799-1284. You can check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. He is a tremendous, tremendous asset to this community. You talk about a guy who, we talked to Cher during the last break. Played Cher. If I could turn back time. If you could turn back time, guess what? Riley Manning would be in the painting contracting business. He'd be the best painting contractor in town, as he's been for the last 50-plus years in this area. Painted thousands of houses. Got trained professional painters, great crews. Got that Riley Manning guarantee. That million-dollar smile. The A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The trained professional painters. The guy is just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. While you have him on the phone, you're going to find what I found. Just a really, really decent human being. Really, really decent human being. So, give him a call, 799-1284. All right, 24 minutes after 11 o'clock. I'm going to put that gold story over here. I may come back to that. Pentagon is releasing a spy system over the United States. It's going to start in around North Dakota, Minnesota, and go down to central Illinois. 6 Midwestern states covered. Surveillance radars attached to high-altitude balloons. The balloons that look like UFOs, you know, the big silver ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be up in the sky, 65,000 feet in the sky, floating with surveillance radars. Sierra Nevada Corporation, no word yet whether it's the same people that make beer, an aerospace and defense company, filed for a special temporary authorization with the FCC to fly 25 solar-powered spy balloons over the United States. Be launched from South Dakota, will drift 250 miles through an area covering Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Missouri before landing in central Illinois. No word yet what they're doing, though. What they're looking for. They'll travel with the wind currents. They'll get up to 65,000 feet in the air. According to their application, they'll provide a persistent surveillance system to locate and deter narcotics trafficking and homeland security threats.
Oh.
They'll be next-generation radars designed for modern battlefield to track vehicles day or night through any weather.
Yeah.
Why Iowa? You know what I mean? Why this particular area?
Maybe this should have been over the part of the interstate that runs from, say, Dallas to El Paso.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Just saying, you know, if you want to eliminate some threats.
But why the upper Midwest, or the, I guess, the lower Midwest?
Who knows? I really don't know.
Southcom, which is responsible for security intelligence operations in Caribbean, Central, and South America, could roll out these spy balloons across the U.S.-Mexico border to identify and intercept drug shipments headed for the United States. They call it Combat TiVo, like a DVR.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people still call DVRs TiVo?
Yeah, of course.
That's weird.
Well, it's like you call it, I mean, what do you call tissue? Kleenex?
Yeah.
When you say you got to make copies, you ever say you got a Xerox?
No one uses TiVo. TiVo is not a thing.
Yeah, but I mean,
they did.
What it was. It was like they invented it or whatever.
Yeah, it was the original.
They got out there first.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
They came out with a whole idea. Everyone uses it, and everybody just uses the generic version now.
Yeah.
Nobody actually stops and gets the TiVo brand. I don't even know if they still make it.
I don't know either. Kind of like BlackBerry.
I had BlackBerries.
I love the BlackBerry.
I had four or five different
Apple, iPhone ate their lunch.
Well, I mean, once iPhone came out with a security system, there was no reason to have a BlackBerry. Though presidents carry BlackBerry.
Well, and remember that there was the thing about, like, you know, I want to be able to, I like the tactile keyboard.
Yeah.
Which I thought that I would. I thought that I had too fat of fingers. Then they got the technology better.
The first touchscreen phone I had was the Droid 2 because you could push the screen up and had the tactile keyboard.
So that is basically something that they've been working on forever. That thing you're talking about with those the
weather
Battlefield
balloons?
TiVo and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they worked on this on like a...
I'm just not wild about them doing it over the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit weird, but like, you know, anytime that like people go out on a mission in Iraq or Afghanistan, they usually have a drone above them.
Yeah, but just a weather radar shifting around up there? That's just weird to me. I don't know. Not that I trust that.
My guess is that it really is some kind of surveillance state thing where let's say that you're driving from Texas to, I don't know, Chicago a lot, Baron.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you go through that area in Iowa three or four times and they don't have toll roads or anything to track you, but maybe they see that, I don't know, regularly, maybe like once or twice a month, you just happen to drive through this area.
But are you going to tell it's me from 65,000 feet?
They'll be able to tell...
Like, they're license plate readers on the interstate.
Yeah, they'll be able to tell something.
Like, when you drive down the interstate, a lot of people think...
But my guess is that the only thing that I can think of is this is, like, it's for pattern recognition.
I got you. There's some kind of AI that tracks
pattern. Pattern recognition.
They can tell. They don't know your car, but they know a car came from your house every morning at 7 to go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he stops at the bank, and then he goes and gets lunch, and then, you know... Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know. I'm just weirded out by it over the United States.
Yes.
We're under enough surveillance.
Correct.
Kind of freaks me out. Going back to gold hitting record highs, guess who I talked to yesterday? Troop Booth told me he has had so many News and Views listeners coming in selling gold and diamonds and other jewelry and checking out his cases and cases and cases of good jewelry that he has. My friends, if you have anything laying around, broken jewelry, doesn't matter. You take it to him. I don't care if you get 15 bucks for it. What were you going to do with it? I mean, he says he'll buy anything. He buys about 90% of what walks through the door. The only stuff he said he doesn't buy is people are like, I'm going to go get a better deal somewhere else. And then they come back and they realize Troop is offering him stupid high money, so they sell it to him anyway. But, I mean, go to him. Go to Troop Booth. Go to Heirloom Jewelers. While you're there, look at his cases and cases of stuff. He's got great engagement rings, great diamond rings,
nice
earrings.
Guy.
He's a tremendous human being. He's on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from the old Bruno's, where the Do-Re-Mi karaoke is, right there. So get by Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, when you get the opportunity. You're going to fall in love with him, I can assure you. Most everybody else has. And if they haven't, they're just jerks. It's not their fault. 31 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Back in moments. All I can say is that my life is pretty plain.
with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not many showers to go around the next couple of days, and the temperatures are getting a little hotter with highs in the middle 90s and the heat index teasing the 105 danger range, not only today, but tomorrow as well. And again, only widely scattered storms. Lows at night in the mid-70s. Then for Friday, slightly better odds that you might run into one of those random afternoon and evening showers or thunderstorms. In fact, the rain chances get better Saturday and Sunday at 50%. That's a pretty generous chance. Highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Guys, 36 minutes after 11 o'clock.
People trip me up.
Our number 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. I got some polling results, Dave.
Oh, really?
Everybody likes polls.
Everybody does.
Everybody likes getting polled.
Yes.
Not everybody.
Well, you know.
Alabama, guess what state in the country, I just gave it away. Guess what state in the country has the highest approval rating of one Donald J. Trump?
Alabama.
Alabama has the highest approval rating of one Donald J. Trump. 61% approval rating statewide. But there are some signs of trouble in other states. This is why the Donald, the God Emperor of the United States, is going to need your money. He's got to turn some of these numbers around. New Hampshire, 40% approval rating. Wisconsin, 41% approval rating. Michigan, 42% approval rating. Iowa, Nevada, 43% approval rating. Pennsylvania, 45% approval rating. Arizona, 45% approval rating. Now, that heartens me because you would think Pennsylvania would be a tough state to win. Same approval rating as Arizona, which should be an easy state to win, or pretty easy state to win. Ohio, 45% approval rating. North Carolina, 48. Florida, 48. Georgia, 49. Texas, only 51. Here's what I want to see. What was the approval rating on November 7th of last year?
Mm-hmm.
What was his favorability on November 7th of last year? Because if he was at 42% in Michigan, he's still at 42%, and he won Michigan.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, is this all voters? Is it likely voters? Is it, and, you know, how do they screen for likely voters? You know, to me, from, and I know just enough to be dangerous,
mm-hmm.
but, like, one of the keys to actual good, you know, on-track polling is what is how you pull from the file.
What do you mean? How do you
select? How you define who you want to talk to?
Right. I got more polling. New national polls show Kamala Harris, getting annihilated after the last debate. Remember the last debate was when Tulsi Gabbard was like, yeah, but you kept innocent people on death row.
Mm-hmm.
but you kept evidence away from innocent people and kept them in prison longer so that mm-hmm. you could get free labor for California. Tulsi Gabbard tore Kamala Harris apart.
She did.
I mean, just systematically dismantled her. I donated to Tulsi Gabbard. Keep her in there.
That's what she said, yeah.
Here is what it looks like. Actually, I have two sets of numbers here. I have this set. This is from Quinnipiac. This says Joe Biden at 32, Elizabeth Warren 21, Bernie Sanders 14, no one else in double digits.
Did you see the thing, though, that's very important about that?
Huh.
So our girl Marianne went to, like, zero.
Oh, no.
Everybody thought, like, oh, wow, she did a good job, and, you know, she's just crazy enough, and everyone on Twitter's going crazy about her, and then it's like, yeah, but then she literally went from 5 to 0.
Oh, no.
I think in that Q poll.
That's terrible.
That was very sad. Because, I mean, what's the point of the poll without our girl Marianne?
If you're not going to have a witch in the field, why even have debates?
I mean, right?
Was she summoning demons in the last...
We think so.
I mean, that's what the camera footage looked like.
We hope so.
We slowed down the footage to nearly imperceptible speed. I mean, we slowed down the footage so much, you could have seen photons going through water. That's one poll. All right, so hold on. Let me compare these two. Because when you talk about how to select who's in your poll, I'm gonna give you an example of why that's important. Two polls came out the same day. Reuters Ipsos and Quinnipiac. Okay? Both on the exact same issue. Democrat preference for presidential primary. In the Quinnipiac poll, Joe Biden's at 32. Elizabeth Warren is second at 21. In the Reuters poll, Joe Biden's only at 22 instead of 32, and Elizabeth Warren is at 8 instead of 21. Bernie Sanders in the Quinnipiac poll's at 14, and then third place, a distant third place. In the Reuters poll, he's at 18 and is in a very secure second place. But there is some consistency. Beto O'Rourke is at 2 in both. He's at 2% in both.
Well, isn't Beta is the second, right? So Alpha's first and then Beta would be second?
Beta male.
So he's at 2%, right?
Yeah.
He's like watered down milk, Baron. He's at 2%.
Did you see him trying to get mad over the shootings in El Paso?
No.
Some political consultant somewhere said, Beto,
gotta be angry.
You gotta get in there. You gotta roll your sleeves up.
Angry. Gotta be outraged.
You need to say a F word.
right? Because you're like the cool Gen X candidate.
So he said, so he went up there and they said, should Donald Trump be coming to El Paso? And he's like, are you kidding me? I'm Beto O'Rourke. And are you kidding me? Donald Trump? He's the cause of this problem, not the solution. It seriously was one of the weakest clips I've ever seen. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen. In that moment, Beto O'Rourke regretted his entire life.
Beto, we gotta make you butch, buddy. We gotta butch you up. Go out there and insult somebody. Get mad. Show some outrage.
Beto O'Rourke was basically like out there playing with Barbie dolls. He looked terrible. I mean, absolutely terrible in that clip. I almost feel bad for him.
I will say this.
He had a run.
Don't you think that there's room for a foul mouth candidate?
Yeah, Trump.
Yeah, but I mean really foul mouthed.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
I mean somebody that cusses a lot.
Okay.
They just have to bleep constantly. Well, you know. I'm just saying. I'd be for it.
You'd be for it like you are artisanal cheese or
yes.
Did you ever watch, Arrested Development?
Oh, no, we've talked about this. No, I have not.
There's a character in there named Tobias.
Right.
And he's a, some kind of medical professional, like a therapist or something. Mm-hmm. So he opens up the world's first ever analysis and therapist at the same time. So he's an analyst. He'll analyze you and provide the therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he combines the two names.
Oh, yeah.
He's an analropist. but the door wasn't big enough for both, so he put A-N-A-L-R-A-P-I-S-T.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
That's my kind of comedy. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Cranky.
Hey, Cranky. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I tell you what, later on, maybe down the road after... we have four more years of Trump and another 8 years of an ultra-conservative president. I'm thinking, you were talking about a candidate that gets foul-mouthed.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that we need the Red Foreman Andrew Dice Clay ticket.
There you go.
I could go for that after we get all of the fires put out and all of the turds in the punch bowl that have been dropped for the last 8 years. I think we could go for that.
Turds in the punch bowl. Okay. All right, appreciate your call. Thank you. ASC Credit Union, boys and girls, get by them and get a chance. They got the Kasasa checking account. What does that mean? Why would you let your money sit at some bank for free or even pay them to put your money at their bank, which astonishingly people do? You know, the default at ASC Credit Union is we let you store your money here for free.
Right.
We're not going to charge you to store your
right,
money.
Right.
And under some circumstances, we'll actually give you money for leaving your money here.
Mm-hmm.
Like a checking account, for example, where you get 3% on everything you purchase. You can see store for details. They've got all that. How about a checking account where you get 4% APY on your balance? That's Kasasa checking account. 4% APY on your checking account balance. Go look at your checking account balance, boys and girls in the audience. You're getting 4%? You're getting 3% cash back on purchases? Again, see store for details. There's some limits and all that kind of stuff. No strings attached, though. No strings attached. It's just, you know, you can't put like $1 trillion in there. They're not going to let you do that. Actually, if you had $1 trillion, they'd probably work out a deal.
Yeah, they could probably work it out.
I promise you, if you had $1 trillion, they'd say, hey, well, you know, if you'll leave it with us, we'll work something out for you. If you give me $1 trillion, I can make some money.
Yeah, you think?
I'm serious. Well, the first thing I would do, Dave, as a good citizen, is pay down the debt $1 trillion. Take us from 22 to 21.
Wrong.
Can't even contemplate $1 trillion. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Liberty in our The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some inside information. Yeah, Dan Morris has a hell of a show lined up, people. Stay tuned. About 10 minutes, he'll be strapping into the microphones. He and Joey will get you whisked away on a talk radio paradise voyage. But in the meantime, Dave and I have 10 minutes left.
That's right.
And they can't take these microphones from us for the next 10 minutes, Dave.
That's right.
They won't let, no, I won't let them. I will fight them to the death. Chase Interiors, my friends, Chase Interiors, when you have the opportunity, call him. Any problem you have, walls or ceilings, any problem at all you have, walls or ceilings, my man Trey over at Chase Interiors is your guy. He is your guy. He looked out at all the problems people have in the world, and he said, do I want to cure cancer? No. AIDS? No. I want to cure ugly walls and ceilings, damaged walls and ceilings. I said, you know what? What a great gig. Do it. Do it. Do it, Trey. And he did it. And he's doing it better than anybody else. Chase Interiors really understands what he's talking about. Drywall, sheetrock repair. If you want to take down some old nasty walls and put up drywall and have a nice, modern, clean finish. You know, if you have that painted over wood paneling, you can get rid of that. You can have them come in there and really make it look good. Chase Interiors does a fantastic job. They can take care of your ceilings. If you've got that mud or popcorn finish on the ceilings, they can get that all taken care of and make it look nice and flat and beautiful. Chase Interiors, 799-1502, 799-1502. Call somebody who specializes. Don't call these general people. You get ripped off.
For real.
Wilbur Ross. Well, hold on. I only got time.
Wilbur.
I got time for a few more stories. Yeah, I'll do this one. Wilbur Ross has hit the Chinese cabinet manufacturers with a $4.4 billion countervailing duty on top of the tariffs.
Hey, now.
He caught Beijing offering over 200% subsidies for Chinese companies. Mm-hmm. Now, we have, like, for example, here in the River Region, Welburn mm-hmm. Cabinets, Paul Welburn up there, one of the great smart people in this area, an absolute genius up there at Welburn Cabinets. Hard to compete, though.
When the Chinese government's dropping 200% subsidies on them?
Hard to compete with the Chinese government dropping 230% subsidies.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like it'd make the market a little bit uneven, huh, Baron?
Here's what they're doing. They're giving them discounted land, free lumber, free electricity, free raw materials, direct grants from the government, discounted loans from Chinese banks, and even throwing export incentives on top of that.
Good Lord.
Now, this only applies to wood cabinets, but that's just one industry.
Right.
You wonder why American jobs can't compete with this? This is the system our government for the last 35 years has sought to impose on us?
Right.
You wonder why Chinese furniture is so cheap? Just look at the cabinet industry. Look at the cabinet industry. I mean, that's...
It's absurd.
Totally absurd. And hopefully we get this fixed. China's been cheating a long, long, long
Correct.
Time. But we got the right guy in there now. We got the right guy in there now, and he's gonna get it fixed. Speaking of the right guy, the God Emperor of the United States, the very stable genius, the doctor, the cowboy, the very good-looking President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, had this to say about Beto Male O'Rourke today. Beto, and then he has a parenthetical reference.
I love this.
Phony name to indicate Hispanic heritage. Donnie, baby.
They can't compete with him.
No, they can't. Beto,
you just cannot compete with that guy.
Beto, phony name to indicate Hispanic heritage O'Rourke, who's embarrassed by my last visit to the great state of Texas where I trounced him, and is even now more embarrassed by polling at 1% in the Democrat primary, should respect the victims and law enforcement and be quiet. Beta male O'Rourke, ladies and gentlemen.
Just dunking on everybody.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I know. I just think it's so funny.
Why wouldn't you if you're the President of the United States? Pentagon report says ISIS is resurging in Syria. Surprise, surprise. Right about the time President Trump is ready to go get reelected. ISIS making a resurgence. Just about the time the United States is about to pull out troops out of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS is making
a
resurgence.
Can't do that. ISIS is having a resurgence.
Mm-hmm. Less than 5 months after Donald Trump declared the terror group's caliphate, there had been a 100% defeated. New Pentagon Inspector General report on the fight against ISIS says that ISIS is resurging in Syria, despite losing its territorial caliphate. It has solidified insurgent capabilities in Iraq and was resurging in Syria. Who's paying for it this time?
Good question.
I'm assuming Trump finally pulled off the lever of funds that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were giving to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Who's paying for it this time?
That's a good question.
It's not a hard question. Who benefits from ISIS's disruption in Syria? Northern Europe. Because they want to be free from Russian gas. So my guess is you have globalists in Germany, globalists in France, globalists in the United Kingdom, giving ISIS money so that they can finally get Bashar al-Assad out of there, finally get a radical Muslim group in there that will take the money from Northern Europe to allow a gas pipeline. That's just what's happening. Period. End of story. President Trump said U.S. will be out of there pretty soon. We're just shy of 3,000 troops there now. Get the hell out of there. Get the hell out of there. We can always come back if we need to.
Right.
Now, I'm glad you guys are getting News and Views glasses fitted for your heads. So you can look out there and see the news the way we see the news. ISIS is not making a resurgence. I can assure you.
They're not?
No. That's why when Donald Trump said, I'm going to pull troops out of Syria, the Senate went and voted like 93-7 to keep troops in Syria forever.
Mm-hmm.
When he said he's going to pull troops out of Afghanistan, they voted like 98-2 to keep troops in Afghanistan forever. Republicans, Democrats, people that you think are on our side and people that aren't. The reality is there's only one person truly on our side in this entire fight. It's the God Emperor. The God Emperor. Here's a great headline from Politico. How do you solve a problem like 8chan? 8chan is an unmoderated website where losers and extremists, the dark recesses of the internet, as President Trump called it the other day. And they can encourage each other and all that stuff. But the headline presumes it's a problem to have free speech. How do you solve a problem like 8chan? I'm more of a John Stuart Mill guy, Joey.
Well, I don't know if that's what they're saying.
The antidote to bad speech is more speech.
No, I agree with that, but I don't know. I mean, I think what they're saying is you know, how do you deal with an unregulated or whatever unmoderated, you know?
Right. So what difference does it make? Our conversation's unregulated and unmoderated.
Yeah, I mean, but we're not out there encouraging people to, you know, commit crimes or whatever.
Well, we've got laws against encouraging people to commit crimes.
The way you deal with it.
Oh, so is that how you deal with 8chan?
Yeah, the laws we have.
You leave it alone and you let all the crazies congregate there and you watch them.
Yeah. You pay attention to who they are.
If you take it away, they'll find new places.
You know what I think is happening?
You know what, Joey, though? There's a much, much, much easier solution than that to things like 8chan. Hmm. Just get those dudes laid.
Ooh.
Get them a job and a bra.
Get all those incels, you know, something to, you know, something else to complain about.
Yeah, we need to get the thoughts and the incels together.
That's right.
Yeah.
Incels.
I'm happy to be the arbitrator of that.
God.
You going to be the broker?
Yeah.
I think there's a word for that, Joey.
There is?
Rhymes starts with P and ends with imp.
Rhymes with limp. And it's remarkably to fix that very problem. I don't think there's a problem on 8chan. I think the deep state recruits off of 8chan. I think they find out who these people are that show these suicidal ideations and murderous, violent ideations, and they go recruit them. And then they, like right. We talked about earlier, that's when they push them. But where do they find them? These guys are advertising. I'm nuts. I'm crazy. So what's the problem with 8chan? Leave them alone. Watch them.
Yeah.
Instead of pushing them.
Yeah. I don't know that that's specifically what they're saying, though. What I'm saying is, how do you solve incels in general? How do you solve people that are attracted to this type of ideology? How do you stop crazy? I think that's probably the
you know how to stop crazy.
No, you're not going to stop crazy. Crazy been around forever.
Need to pipe in some news and views. News and views stops crazy. Don't look at me that way.
So if your sultry tones,
yes.
As well as
yes.
Like your...
my expert analysis.
If only Cain had heard your
yes.
tranny voice, Abel. He wouldn't have taken out Abel.
Abel's still be walking around. Big boy. Don't make me come for you, Joe.
That's creepy.
Tranny voice. I'm telling you.
I feel gross now.
But don't.
In 21 hours, I won't feel gross, Baron.
You won't.
Be back right here.
You'll be back on the radio. We'll be back entertaining, informing, and keeping people intellectually honest and philosophically consistent and factually correct. Guys, it's noonish. Dan Morris Show around the bend. You can go your home.